Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air
and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, the second hour. I've been so excited. If Alan Gottlieb and Sadie and the gun giveaway and everything we learned from Alan isn't enough, particularly from Alan every single week on this radio broadcast in these Crossbreed Holster studios, I just don't know what to tell you. I really don't know what to tell you, except this hour. I've been waiting for years to be able to tell you this. For years, literally for years. And I had no idea when it would happen. But here it comes today. My next guest is going to be now known as our Washington, I'm going to say new, right? But I got to put air quotes around new. Washington, D.C. correspondent. You've heard him on this program, if you're a longtime listener, as a fan favorite for years. And the individual that my father turns to keep himself sane throughout all this political turmoil we face in America, one of my original contributors going back over a decade, Mr. Neil McCabe, joins the program, rejoins as a regular contributor and Washington, D.C. official correspondent. Neil, how the hell are you?
I'm very, very excited, Mark. I feel like I've returned to the scene of the crime. It's been stop and go for a while, and, I've missed the listeners. They've always been very supportive, reaching out to me, on Twitter and other media to, after I've been on sort of sporadically for the last few years. And it's good to be home, let me tell you. Thank you very much for inviting me back and for helping me line up this, what I hope will be a long, long partnership contributing to this fantastic program.
Neil, it's always been a partnership with you. It's been over 10 years. I mean, it's hard to believe the length of time that you and I have spent talking together and all of the things that we've covered over the years. And I got to be honest with you. I guess it's okay. We can tell people why you're able to come back on. Can we give some details? I did that to my premium members, those premium subscribers. If you missed it, I did put a video up today behind the pay. Behind the curtain there in the pay site for premium members. Go back, go watch it if you missed it. I explained all of this. Neil, can we tell people you were with, you were White House correspondent and Capitol Hill journalist, on-air correspondent, television, with One American News for the last few years. And, I mean, those contracts, those television contracts restrict you, and I completely understand that, but you're not restricted by that contract anymore. Why?
Well, there's a nonprofit based in New York State that asked me to come on board and help them with their messaging and with their sort of, they break a lot of news, but they wanted to actually sort of write a lot of the articles themselves. And I certainly am going to learn a lot from them. But as you said, it's very common in broadcast to have exclusive arrangements. And so when I was with One American News covering the White House, Capitol Hill, the last big story I did for One American News was I was at the New Hampshire primary. I was spent 3 days in New Hampshire. This weekend, my 30-minute special on Elizabeth Warren is running last night. And of course, it's running tonight. And so, there's still going to be content. It was a very friendly, amicable sort of departure with One American News. I'm going to continue to partner with them professionally and other things. But because I'm no longer on-air talent with them, I'm now free. And I guess I should say, too, that Charles Herring, the president of One American News and the Herring family, there were times when you called me because there was some news going on in D.C. or that, you wanted to bring me on. I would make those individual, case-by-case requests. I was never turned down. They were always supportive of my relationship with this show. It's just that I didn't press it either because, I wanted to be sensitive that when I wanted to, when I asked them for a favor, I wanted it to be something, you know, that was special. I just didn't want to keep going to the well, and just, I guess, annoy my boss, Mark, is one way of saying it. But here we are. Long story short, here we are.
Here we are indeed. And let me tell you something, Neil, for those of you long-term listeners, you're going to love this. Neil, I barbecued Texas barbecue rub ribs last night on my Lang barbecue smoker. And I got to tell you, I thought about you because I knew we were going to do this this evening. And I was trying to hold it in. And all I could think about was, well, you know, back where I'm from, we say, can't we just go out and get some ribs? Can't we just go get some ribs? Now, there's listeners across the country cracking up right now that know exactly what that means. But listeners, let me tell you something. Neil and I go way back. We go, but he goes back to the very early days of grilling while armed. And we would talk, you know, in barbecue, southern barbecue slang, and Neil would be on the air, and he'd say, you know, where I'm from up in Boston, it's just, can we go get some ribs, right? Instead of saying we're fit and go out and get some food stuff. So, Neil, it's so fun to have you back. I knew this was coming. Thank goodness, and God bless you. And let me say this about One American News. They're my go-to news source now. I, you know, and I see you on my monitors while we do this show live, and it cracks me up year after year after year as I'm watching you and texting you while I'm on the air and you couldn't come on, and I'm watching you on TV and we're in the studio, and here we are now. We're back to square one, and I want to say this about Charles Herring. He is a great guy, and on behalf of my listeners around the country over all these years, when you were working with One American News on camera as a reporter and a journalist that you were and are, I want to thank Mr. Herring for allowing you to come on this program, because it means so much to not only myself personally, but your insight and wisdom to listeners. And here we are now. So, Mr. Herring, thank you for that if you're tuned in. And here we are now, Neil, in an election year, and it's just Godspeed that you're with us. Are you ready to get going today? Because I've got you for the remainder of this hour and next. How about that, listener? You ready, Neil?
Yeah, I'm ready. And you know, the results we saw in Las Vegas and, you know, what's going on in the Democratic side, and also, you know, what's going on in the Republican side coming out of impeachment. There's a lot going on, and you'll hear other issues put forward, whether it's Russian collusion or impeachment or, you know, corruption or undermining our democracy. But people would be very mistaken if they didn't understand that gun rights is absolutely core to what's going on, and that gun rights are absolutely at stake, so much so that they never say it out loud. And then, of course, we have the example in the Commonwealth of Virginia, where the Democrats and the left actually said it out loud, that we want to go after your guns, and then they lost. And so that's going to be happening all over the country, and I'm looking forward to talking to you about this going through November and beyond, Mark.
Oh, my gosh, Neil. Oh, my gosh. I'm just looking forward to today because I have so much to cover with you. What I love about when you make my life and my job so much easier when you're on the program, because I really don't have to work as hard because of your insight and your knowledge about what it is we're talking about. So you make prep for me, and you made prep for me, for you, for this show today really, really easy to do. Not to mention the fact that we're both on the same page, and that just helps. And I know my listeners are just chomping at the bit now that we've officially welcomed you back as a regular on-air contributor and the Washington correspondent again. God, boy, isn't that awesome, listeners? Isn't that wonderful that we're talking about Neil McCabe in this way again? But I know they're chomping at the bit to get some insight from you. So I'm going to start with Virginia, because I kind of have to start with Virginia, and then we're just going to let the conversation flow from there. Now, we've only got about a minute and a half in this segment, and I have just been informed by Shanto, I love you working behind the scenes, brother, that we've lost Neil McCabe, which was not unexpected. In fact, it was expected. So let me tell you, we're working on some things in the studio with Neil as we bring him back as a regular on-air contributor here on the Armed American Radio Network on the MonsterCast in these Crossbreed Holster studios. So we expect, well, in fact, I know I will. So it's perfect timing. We're going to have Neil back, and we'll have him back solid. Just a little bit of testing going on. So kind of hang out with us. What I'm going to do with Neil, and isn't it great to have him back? We're going to take Neil to Virginia. And I, from as far as perspective is concerned from Neil, I guess I'm going to ask him the same things that you've heard my other guests and myself talk about relative to Virginia, but we haven't heard that perspective from Neil McCabe himself, and it's important that we get that perspective from him, because basically what we're doing with Neil right now today is we're laying a groundwork, because you're going to be hearing from him each and every week from now on. So perfect timing. We're getting ready to take a break. When we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network, and I've just been informed by Shanto that we've got Neil back on the line. I knew that was going to happen. We'll be back right after this with Neil McCabe, and we'll keep him solid now that we know what we're doing in the studio and what we thought would happen happened. We'll be back right after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's MonsterCast segment 2. I want to apologize. I knew we were going to have an issue with one of the connections with Neil McCabe, our Washington Armed American. I love this. First time I've said this. Armed American Radio's Washington correspondent, D.C. correspondent, is back. Neil, how you doing, man?
Fantastic, Mark.
And getting better every day. Hey, listen, I knew we were going to have that issue as we were testing connections, so not surprising, but that's okay. We are able to get you back, and we're going to keep you. It's all good. Now, listener, just so you know, because Neil will be a regular, we're going to be working on some fun stuff for him for a studio at home to give him the best of the best as a regular contributor to the show. Neil, before we dropped you, and I went into the break, which is perfect timing, actually, I said we have to start at Virginia. And I was asking you when we got cut off, did you ever think and I'll say your lifetime, but in our working together over the last decade to 12 years, it's been that long, that we would have seen this, which we predicted, be in Virginia relative to this battle now? And it's a battle that has erupted. Did you ever imagine in our working together or even in your lifetime that we'd see this happen in Virginia, that would be ground zero?
You know, I think people have to remember that it was really Ronald Reagan and that Reagan Revolution that turned Virginia into, you know, sort of a Republican state, right, where the politicians were all Republicans. And that's fading away. But Virginia was always a conservative state. And, you know, in the D.C. area, you know, obviously there's tremendous restrictions of gun rights in the District of Columbia. In Maryland, there are tremendous restrictions on gun rights. And so Virginia, for, you know, let's say a generation and a half, has really been that place where people have been able to go.
Right.
So it's like there's a lot of people who want to have guns and work in D.C., and they have to go to Virginia. And what we saw in the last two political cycles in Virginia, and that's in 2017 and then 2019, is that when Democrats came hard on restricting gun rights, the Republicans gave up and didn't fight it. And they didn't fight it rhetorically. They didn't campaign on gun rights. And what we saw is we saw tremendous victories, almost like a wave election in 2017 in Virginia. And then in 2019, the Democrats completely swamp the Republicans who are left, so that now they really dominate the legislature for the first time in a generation, as I was saying. And it was a shock, but there were four Democrats who sided with the Republicans, and they were able to, or at least with the conservatives, and they were able to sort of block that huge huge program of gun restrictions. And I have to say, I was surprised. I just didn't think it was. I had basically given up on Virginia, and now we're seeing some of that glimmer of hope that maybe some people will be able to draw the line. But we're seeing it in other states, Mark. Florida, which used to be called the gun sunshine state.
Right.
Florida used to have, I guess, obviously there's exceptions to, like, say, Vermont. But really, for the longest time, Virginia had some of the best gun laws in the country. And that's certainly not the case now.
All right, let's go back to the restrictions you're talking about are HB 961, which is Mark Levine. This is the kook that held the gun up to show you this is the way a hunting gun is shot, and this one down here is the way you spray bullets. I mean, this guy was a cartoon character if I've ever seen one. A joke. Unfortunately, that joke wrote a bill that would have turned hundreds of thousands of Virginians into felons overnight, and was pushing for it adamantly with support from Michael Bloomberg and Every Town for Gun Safety and every gun grabber out there who makes part of their claim, nobody wants to take your guns away, as they embrace a gun confiscation bill. So the lies just keep piling up. But that was HB 961. And the four Democrats that you talked to, one out of Charlottesville and the rest out of, one out of Charlottesville, I forget where the other one was from, and two were out of Fairfax. Okay. I was a little surprised by that, but we've gotten to a point in Virginia, and I heard this say from you, and I'm this is why I love having you on, because from time to time I'm going to challenge on these things. where you said that was a good thing that that happened. I don't see anything good in Virginia, and I don't see the fact that HB 961 failed being good either. Here's why. Because it was only tabled until next year, and I don't think freedom is dependent on, and I got to go to Jersey as the example on this, Neil, okay? Because in Jersey, success is determined by how few sucky things make it through. Not by how many good things happen, but how few bad things happen. And that's where we are in Virginia. And when someone says it was a good thing it didn't get through, yes, on the surface it was. But at the same time, Virginia is now in that New Jersey and California and Illinois and New York and Connecticut camp, or Washington State now for that matter camp, that says, oh, well, hey, at least that ban didn't get through, but they're going to get red flags. They're going to get universal background checks. They're getting one gun a month. They're getting on and on and on and on and on. But at least we didn't get that. That's not success in my book. Neil, talk to me.
Well, you know, I just did, you know, when you're in a free fall, right? I mean, you don't want to hit ground, you know?
That's true.
But at least you know where the ground is, right? Where is the terra firma? Where does this thing bounce, right? And so I had no idea where this thing was going to bounce. And so that's where it bounced. And so now we know where we're at. Now we know that there are, you know, I'm sure there were Democrats who were shocked that four Democrats crossed over. And so remember that in the leadership of the Democratic Party in Virginia, right, you have the governor who's involved, who is, you know, picture of him, and take your choice. Right. He's either the guy in blackface or the guy in the Ku Klux Klan outfit, right?
And he knows yearbook. Only, and there are two people who know who they are, and those are the two in there. They know it's
right.
One or the other, and the other one isn't going to come out and say anything because he doesn't want to ruin his career at 57 years old.
Right, and this wasn't some high school prank, okay? These guys were in medical school,
right?
Okay, so then you have the lieutenant governor, who has extremely serious allegations, incredible allegations of sexual assault against him. And then the number three, right, is the Attorney General, Mark Herring, who hates guns, but he also has a blackface incident in his past. And so what you have is you have guys who, in any other circumstance, would have been drummed out of office. But the reason why they're kept in office is because they told the leaders of the left that they're going to go after the guns. And I don't know what Northrop, the governor, I don't know what else he could have done considering his situation. And, you know, when Van Cleve had that amazing rally, what was that, a month ago?
Yeah, the 20th.
Help me out there, Mark.
It was on the 20th,
yeah.
Yes.
And so, you know, Northrop made it sound like it was a fascist coup. He made it sound like it was Kristallnacht. And anybody who went to that saw that it was families, it was couples, it was young people. It was like a happy celebration. There was no violence.
No, let me stop you there, Neil, because he was hoping for violence. That's why he set that up and did what he did with the media. They were hoping for violence. They wanted to see violence so that it would make the governor look right on the issue. And he failed miserably. Neil McCabe, regular contributor, when we come back. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, cooking right along here with my new regular Washington correspondent, Mr. Neil McCabe. And I can say, can I say where you're working now?
I don't want those guys to be taking fire from. We do enough controversial things.
All right, we'll leave that alone. We will definitely leave that alone. Okay, now let's go back to Virginia. The conversation we were having in the previous segment about Virginia. We were talking about the governor was setting up this portrayal as all gun owners who were showing up as white supremacists. He had assistance right. from the media doing it. He had assistance from Every Town for Gun Safety. He had Shannon Watts talking about equating us, law-abiding Americans, in this case Virginians, we're all Virginians now, as white supremacists. It failed miserably, and it backfired. Do you believe that Governor Northam wanted to see violence, that he would have been upset by it?
No, I mean, he was really setting it up for a confrontation when he banned guns on the Capitol grounds.
Right.
So this is a gun rally in an open state, right? This is an open carry state, open state commonwealth, right? And so when you say that the people at the going to a gun rally can't have guns, what you're really doing is you're really trying to rattle people's cages.
You're baiting them.
You really, what he he really wanted somebody to wig out, which is really playing with fire. And I think it didn't happen because Northam sort of bought into that line that gun owners are the kooks in our society, when actually gun owners are not the kooks. Gun owners are the non-kooks. They are the non-freaks, the non-weirdos in our society. And, you know, it's like because you bought into what the left tells you about gun owners, you assume that would happen. But, of course, it didn't happen. Because just because someone has a gun does not make them like a homicidal maniac. And absolutely nothing happened. And fortunately, the police didn't rattle the bear more. But I think, when you say you don't want any kind of controversy, you don't want any legislation put forward, of course, we prefer to shut it all down. We prefer to strangle it in the cradle. But what we're really seeing here is, an extreme attempt to go after gun rights. It's almost like this last crap. It's almost like with the Trump election, the left realizes that they could possibly lose control of the government and the institutions that they've controlled for generations. And they see it, let's say, like Ohio, no longer. Ohio is not even considered a battleground state anymore, right? Trump wins it by 10 points. Right. The left sees that they have controlled the Supreme Court for at least, 80 years, right? 100 years, right? It's been, I would say that the left has controlled the Supreme Court at least since the mid-1930s, right? So let's go back 80 years. They see that's going away. And in this sort of extreme panic, confiscation, you talk about a conversation you never thought you'd hold.
Right.
Right? Confiscation is now part of the conversation. 3 years ago, confiscation was UFO territory. And that is now in play.
Well, it wasn't. Let me make this clear. It wasn't on this show. And we've talked about it here for over a decade. We go back to, listen, you and I were doing this together when Obama was elected. We carried two terms on this national broadcast with Obama. We discussed what we knew he wanted, and it wasn't until a second term that he brought it out of the box. He kept it quiet right in the first term. He pulled that whole, wait and you tell Putin that after my election, I'll have more flexibility. That's exactly what he did on guns. He waited, and then bam, he went into attack mode. And we all knew that Barack Obama was talking confiscation. We discussed it openly on this program, and we were vindicated by the four members of the clown posse who are now out of the race. And we're going to go into what's coming up with Bernie Sanders. That's looking crazy. We're going to talk about all of that because confiscation is right back on the table again, Neil. And Americans need to know that that's the direction the Democrats want to take us. And Virginia is the key to that now. So is failure of HB 961 telling us anything at a federal level?
Well, when you talk about confiscation, right, who's going to do the confiscating?
Oh, true.
Because, and so, I think all but, three or four counties in Virginia are now sanctuary counties where you have sheriffs saying, we're not going to do it, right? You have sheriffs in New York State. You have sheriffs in Colorado. You have sheriffs in Connecticut, in New Jersey, who have basically said, hey, we're not going to do it, so who's going to do it, Mark? I mean, unfortunately, what's going to happen is a governor is going to have to call out the National Guard. And that is where things are going to get tricky, because this is a country where we typically don't have the army enforcing laws. There's a difference between the army and the police. But when it comes to guns, we're already seeing in the conversation that line getting blurred. And then what happens? Well, what if the president, so if the governor of a state sends out the National Guard to confiscate guns because they now have a list because of registration over because of background checks and things like this, so we know exactly who they are and we know where they live, and I send the National Guard. The president of the United States then federalizes the National Guard? What if the governor is able to convince the National Guard that they are not federalized? And so now the state of Connecticut or the state of New Jersey, in effect, has its own army answerable to its governor. And this is a constitutional crisis, a civil rights crisis that is brought to us because of guns. And the Second Amendment was designed, was written to avoid all of this, because the framers or the people who wrote the Bill of Rights, they said, we're not even going to have this discussion.
Who's going to do the confiscating? National Guard, police. This is scary stuff we're talking about, Neil. We've got 2 minutes left in this segment, but let me take it back to that. Let me go to Connecticut for a second. The Connecticut governor is a wimp and never once, and we begged him to enforce his new assault weapons registration scheme, and they never did. We begged him to do it. Go, because they knew, go door to door and start making arrests. Do it. They won't. Northam doesn't have the, I can't say the word, doesn't have the satellite radio moment words to send the National Guard door to door in his home state. He knows exactly what would happen, and it wouldn't be pretty. Now we have law enforcement officers. Now, let's go back to the National Guard for just a second. Who the commander came out and made that statement, which I would have advised him against. Just shut your mouth. Don't say anything, because he didn't deny anything in that statement. And he wasn't on the spot because the National Guard hadn't been called out. You had some stupid, I get 4th District Democrat in the House in Virginia say that Northam should call out the National Guard. The National Guard should have never responded to that. They put themselves in a quandary, in a weird position, in a box by doing so. But here's where I want to take you when we come back after this break, Neil. And we don't have enough time.
Sure.
So I don't want to get you started and then have to interrupt you. So let me set this up for you. Now let's go to police. Did Virginia Democrats actually kill a pay raise for the cops and law enforcement, all law enforcement across the state? When we come back, what I'm going to talk with Neil about is going to upset you. It's going to anger you. I discussed it on my daytime program. If you're driving and you got high blood pressure, pull off the side of the road. I don't want you hurting yourself. What we're getting ready to talk about is one of the dirtiest political things I've ever seen in my lifetime. And that's saying a lot. I'll be back with my regular contributor, Washington correspondent Neil McCabe, right after this. Don't go away. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Let me give a shout out to all of my great sponsors, Bursa, Lead Slingers Whiskey, Defender Coffee. I had probably too much Defender Coffee earlier in the day today, but you know what? By doing so, I'm supporting the Second Amendment and the Second Amendment Foundation. This is the Crossbreed Holster Studios. You can get great deals. One of my partners, and not only here on the show, but on the website, is Crossbreed Holsters. You can go over there and get great deals by clicking on that. I hope you do so and take advantage of what they offer. Of course, join the Second Amendment Foundation. Gunbroker.com. For gosh sakes, over 1.5 million auctions every single day. I promise you, you'll have a blast over your lunch hour perusing that site. North American Arms, I gave the mini away in the first hour. We're going to do another one next week with Sadie from North American Arms on Sunday. I apologize again for that glitch. No problem, though. It just means you got an extra shot if you haven't signed up yet. You see that we really do give those guns away. My Pillow, I had friends pick some up the other day. They got them a couple days ago and absolutely love them. Get Supply. Every time you shave, you can support the Second Amendment. GetSupply.com. Supply is the company. GetSupply.com is the website to pick that stuff up. Emerson Knives. I'm going to tease this now. I've got Gun Broker and Emerson Knives teaming up for a series of giveaways, promotions, beginning next month. And they're going to be just flipping awesome. Believe me, I'm talking with Ernie Emerson about that again tomorrow. We discussed it on Friday, and I'll be talking with him tomorrow, and we're going to put something together for you that's just an awful lot of fun. Neil, one of the most vile, most repugnant stories that I talked about over the last 10 years, I'm getting ready to hit you with, and I just teased it. Did Virginia Democrats kill a pay raise? I want you to listen to what Senator Bill Stanley said, a Republican from Virginia, a state senator. Tonight, just now, on the Senate floor, I tried to amend the state budget to give all of our men and women of Virginia sheriff's departments a 3% raise for this year. It was defeated with every Democrat voting no. when I went to get a vote count from the clerk, Majority Leader Dick Saslaw, who is an anti-gun freak zealot, by the way, that was me, not the senator. When I went to get a vote, probably in his mind, when I went to get a vote count from the clerk, Majority Leader Dick Saslaw came up and said this to me, quote, "Hey, Stanley, you want to know why your sheriffs didn't get a raise? Because they came to our committees and said they weren't going to enforce our laws." Now, let me repeat that one more time. Because they came to our committee and said they weren't going to enforce our laws. When I asked him which law he was talking about, he said gun control. I was shocked that Democrats are now punishing our local sheriff's departments by eliminating a pay raise for them for their choice to protect and defend our citizens' Second Amendment rights. Democrats want to restrict a citizen right to protect themselves, but won't pay our sheriff's deputies to protect Virginians. Hypocrisy has a name. Neil, that's sickening. I want your comments on that.
Well, I think one of the principles that served me well as I try to understand American politics is that, you know, Republicans can never beat Democrats if they're arguing about, you know, who's going to get more money, right? So you can't outbid people, right? But Republicans and conservatives, and let's just say stick to conservatives, conservatives can win over, say, teachers. If conservatives are talking about education, they can get the support of teachers, but they're not going to be able to outbid the Democrats when it comes to a raise. When you want to talk to police officers, right, obviously money, benefits, things like that, you can't outbid the Democrats. But if you talk about how we're going to make their job easier, make their job safer, and make the community better, law enforcement will come over and will work with conservatives. And you see that all in every sector of society. And you see here the other side of that is that if you're really talking about people who join law enforcement as a profession and you're telling them that they can't have their money, it's like you can't tell a sheriff that he can't be a sheriff. He didn't. And so the Democrats are coming onto the other side of that where they think they can buy people off when to compromise their integrity and their belief and the oath that they made to wear that badge, and it's never going to work. And so that's why, unfortunately, we have to, you know, people are going to have to resort to the National Guard because the sheriffs are holding the line.
I just don't see a governor like Northam who is a wimp, who does not have the guts. All he's doing is paying Bloomberg back with us. Let me go a little bit deeper because this tweet, this was a Facebook post by Bill Stanley. Take a listen to some follow up on this. If you go down and read the string on this and dig into this, this is amazing. Take a listen to this. Some Clay Bradrick Ellis writes in and responds to what I just read you. And says, yeah, you should trust Stanley about as much as gas station sushi in India. Do you really think any politician would say such a thing in public where others could hear? Funny thing is, no one else has said anything to back up Stanley's version. Like I said, trusting any politician is dicey. And there was about six or seven people that came to Stanley's defense. And then Stanley chimed in himself. And he said, it happened. It was in public. On the Senate floor at the clerk's desk for all to see and hear. It was neither private nor was my description of it either overstated or contrived. I have a lot of respect for Dick, but this was, quite frankly, stunning. Now, during my weekday show on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, to that last line, I have a lot of respect for Dick, but this was, quite frankly, stunning, I believe is part of the problem, Neil, because the Democrats play hateful, vicious politics. They would never, ever, ever reciprocate that statement. What I would have liked Senator Bill Stanley to say is this: I used to have a lot of respect for Dick, but this was, quite frankly, stunning, and I've lost my respect for him, and I'm now going to fight him tooth and nail to see to it that Virginians' rights are protected. Never again should we watch our men and women of law enforcement pay a price because hideous Democrats want to play politics with money and constitutional freedoms. And because we don't respond like that is why this clown posse keeps getting away with everything they do. Angry Mark is coming out. I'm going to take a breather and listen to your response.
Yeah, well, that's just the way it goes with Republicans. And, you know, when you were talking before about, you know, like in the state of New Jersey, you know, it's a good year that they only sent in, you know, the governor only signed 10 bills restricting gun rights. Well, you know, for 8 years, you know, Chris Christie was the governor, And he was signing bills restricting gun rights.
Right.
And we were supposed to be grateful for that. And you know yourself, and I mean, let's just pull back the curtain. How would you characterize Governor Deal's support of carry bills in Georgia?
Well, you know, look, how would I characterize his support?
He was the Republican leader.
Right.
He was the Republican governor of Georgia. And, you know, he and the Republican leadership, I'll say it, were not especially helpful. And they preferred that those bills would just go away.
Well, that's true. But I was also at, and again, now I'm not sure which bill specifically you're speaking of, but I was at the bill signing.
What about that big one? The big one.
Well, I was at the bill signing in Ellijay when Nathan Deal signed the Guns Everywhere bill and wiped out the 150-year-old, I mean, just awful Jim Crow bill of public gatherings is what it was. It wiped out our right to carry at a public gathering. Nobody even knew what that was. But he also vetoed the campus carry bill that passed, and that's probably the one that you're talking about, was campus carry, and then he went ahead and had it rewritten. I don't know. What you're talking about here is so wishy-washy. We've got right now, if you want to talk about Georgia, which we're going to run out of time here in just a moment, the most pro-gun governor in the state's history. He ran on gun rights and protecting gun rights, and so far...
Oh, let's just go to New York.
Well,
let's just go to the state of New York.
Do me a favor.
Cuomo was passing those gun bills. The Republicans in the state, the Republicans controlled the state senate in New York, and the Republicans rolled over and
well, of
gave
course.
Cuomo everything he wanted.
Of course they did. Hey, Neil, we're going to carry this into the next hour. I love this. We're going to carry this into the next hour with Neil McCabe. Go get some popcorn. I'll see you in just a few minutes. Neil McCabe will be back with me in hour three. We'll be back.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.